Hello, and welcome to the Bluegrass Council of the Blind's I Know News, the BCB's monthly newsletter for February 2018. We get underway with Cooking with Tess, our monthly cooking class. The BCB's cooking class will be Thursday, February 8th, and BCB's very own Tess Flynn will be leading a cooking class from 1 until 2 p.m., where she'll be focusing on measuring ingredients and using the oven. Limited space is available, so RSVP soon by calling the BCB office, the number 859-259-1834. For Love and Sight, a tribute dinner concert benefiting the BCB. February 9th, Talon Winery and entertainer Ralph Curtis and the Nashville Impostors are hosting a Glenn Campbell tribute dinner concert benefiting the Bluegrass Council of the Blind. The event will take place on Friday, February 9th from 7 until 9 p.m. at the Talon Winery, 7086 Tate Creek Road. This romantic evening will help bring awareness to the growing needs of services for people affected by vision loss. Talon Winery is providing one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the area, and dinner will be catered by Carrabba's. There will also be several raffle items available to win. General admission tickets include one glass of wine, dinner, and the concert, and are priced at $57.50 per guest. To make the evening more memorable, a limited number of reserved tables will be available for $500. They seat six and will include additional benefits such as a table placed in the best position in the room for sight and sound of the show, early event entry, VIP parking, and complimentary wine tasting. For more information or to purchase tickets, please visit the BCB Special Events webpage at bcbky.org/special-events. The BCB February Community Gathering features longtime BCB member Linda Stewart, and she invites you to join her for a very special Scentsy party. What is Scentsy? Scentsy is a wickless concept of decorative ceramic warmers designed to melt scented wax with the heat of a light bulb instead of a traditional wick and flame. So join Linda and the BCB staff on Monday, February 12th from 12:30 until 2:30 p.m. in the BCB Community Room. Inventory items will be available for purchase. Linda has been a self-employed Scentsy representative for a number of years, so join her to support one of our own. Light refreshments will be provided, or you can choose to bring a sack lunch. Call the BCB office to reserve your spot for this very special community gathering. Remember to renew your membership for 2018. Members are crucial to the development and leadership of our organization. Our members provide guidance and direction for the BCB staff and programs. So for as little as $10 per year, you can become part of the community that is changing the lives of the blind and visually impaired. Membership with the BCB also includes membership with the American Council of the Blind, the ACB. So, if you would like to become a BCB member or would like to renew your membership but can't afford the dues, we have a limited number of scholarships available. For more information on 2018 membership scholarships, call 859-259-1834. The book of the month is 1984 by George Orwell. Reading time, 11 hours 16 minutes, as read by Alexander Scorby. A satirical, frightening novel about a future time under a totalitarian regime where the people believe ignorance is strength and war is peace. A disclaimer: the book recommendations and opinions from staff and others do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Bluegrass Council of the Blind. The book number is DB34268, accessible at the Downloadable Talking Book Library, and the location is http://hdl.loc.blind.org. loc.gov/loc.nls/db.34268. This month's February Peer Support Group meeting will take place on February 28th from noon until 2 p.m. in the BCB Community Room. Lunch is still to be determined, and our guest speaker is Christina Baker, Constituent Services Representative to Congressman Andy Barr. Our guest speaker will talk on how Congressman Andy Barr's office can help with the issues that can arise in your Social Security application process, track your case, and keep you updated on the process. As always, please remember to be polite and courteous during guest presentations. There will be time for questions and answers at the end. If you plan on attending, please RSVP by Monday, February 26th by calling the BCB office. The BCB quarterly membership meeting is scheduled for March 8th from noon until 2 p.m. There will be a 50-50 raffle, door prizes, and we'll play trivia. Join us and enjoy connecting with your fellow BCB members. If you plan on attending, please RSVP by calling the BCB office at 859-259-1834. The BCB currently has several items available for lending and distribution. If you're in need of any of these items, please give us a call. For extended lending items, an application is required for staff review, and these items are given on a need basis and subject to availability. Items available for extended lending include iPads, iPods, large screen computer monitors, and CCTVs. Items available for distribution include 10x dome magnifiers, large button phones, talking body weight scales, talking books on CDs, baby monitors, talking blood pressure monitors, talking glucose monitors, cassette players, some with CD players included, high contrast cutting boards, KNFB reader apps, digital iApps, and talking first aid kits. In assistive technology news, Dallas-based Way Around has developed a mobile app using near-field communication technology that is making everyday life easier for those with vision loss or blindness. The Way Around app, developed by co-founders Darwin Belt and Armand Fisher, uses tags that can attach to anything, files, clothes, food, and more. Those tags have information coded into them that allows the visually impaired user to hear information about the item the tag is attached to. The app allows blind or low vision individuals to get information not just in a recording, but in a structured data format, Belt said. You don't have to listen to all the information. You can choose. Say you have a sweater in your closet. The tag would attach to the right hem of it, and you put your phone up next to it. The tag communicates to your phone not only what that item is, but the fabric, washing instructions, and even how long it has been since it was last washed. The only thing the user has to do is swipe back and forth to get the desired information. Near-field communication, also called NFC, is a type of contactless communication between devices such as smartphones or tablets, and allows a user to wave a smartphone over a NFC-compatible device to send information without touching the devices together. Most apps have voice-over capability, but the accessibility is an afterthought. We started with that thought in mind first. Way Around is focusing on in-home aid and will then move toward the public sector. Belt and Fisher said the goal is to see their app and tags used everywhere. The Way Around app is currently available on the Apple Store and is free for download. And we wrap up this month's I Know News with upcoming dates to remember. February 8th. Cooking with Tess from 1 until 2. February 9th, For Love and Sight, The benefit dinner at Talon Winery from 7 until 9 p.m. For tickets or for more information, go to our website and hit the special events page. On February 12th, the BCB Community Gathering with Linda Stewart and the BCB staff from 12:30 until 2:30 at the BCB office. February 28th is the BCB Peer Support Meeting, scheduled from noon until 2 at the BCB Community Room. And March 8th, the BCB Quarterly Membership Meeting, scheduled from noon until 2 p.m. with a 50-50 raffle, door prizes, and trivia. And that's this month's I Know News for February 2018. Thanks for listening, and we look forward to talking to you again next month.